Day. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 499, State Affairs, New Title and New Pass. The report was signed by Senator Boone, Chairman, concurring Senators Fanning, Newland, and Josephson. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar, and the report was signed by Senator Hensley, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Fakes and Binkley. There's a State Affairs Committee substitute.
Mr. State Affairs Chairman, Senator Booth.
As was consent, the committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 499, State Affairs, be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 499 has been adopted by the Senate in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 499, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act established on February 16th as Elizabeth Karadovich Day.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 499, State Affairs, be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 499 is before the Senate in final passage. Madam Secretary, you read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 499, State Affairs, an act establishing February 16th as Elizabeth Karadovich Day.
Discussion. Senator Duncan.
President, just very briefly, I think it's appropriate to pass this legislation and to designate February 16th as Elizabeth Karadovich Day. Back in 1945, she worked very diligently and tirelessly in getting a bill passed at that time, House Bill 14, to abolish discrimination in the territory of Alaska. She was at that time Grand President of Alaska Native Sisterhood, and did a lot of work along with other officials of the Sisterhood and Brotherhood to get the legislation passed. It was signed into law by Governor Ernest Greening on February 16th, 1945, and that's why we have designated February 16th as a proper day. The bill provided for full and equal accommodations, facilities, and privileges to all citizens in places of public accommodations within the jurisdiction of the Territory of Alaska, and also provided for penalties for violations. She has been recognized by the Grand Camp of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood as the one individual who probably had the most impact on getting the legislation passed at that time. Therefore, I think it's appropriate to establish February 16th as Elizabeth Karadovich Day.
Thank you, sir. Further discussion? Senator Kurtula.
Thank you, President. I think it is entirely appropriate. Senator Greening worked on this subject, of course, for many years, and I just want to reflect on it. In Nome, he had separate seating. In Anchorage, there were restaurants that people couldn't be served in, and it was a sorry period in our history. And I think that it's just and correct that we honor Elizabeth for her efforts. Again, her brother-in-law, I believe it was one of the early presidents of the state Senate, a great man. And this was a great group of Alaskan leaders that brought some enlightenment to Alaska in that period of time.
Further discussion on the bill. Senator Kelly.
Well, Madam President, a question to the sponsor of the bill through the chair. Is it clear that by passing this bill we are not creating another paid state holiday? Can it be used in contract negotiations or by a governor on the third floor to create yet another state paid holiday?
Senator Duncan.
Madam President, that surely is not the intention. I think it is clear. If you read the last line of the bill, Elizabeth Karadovich Day may be observed by suitable observances and exercises by civic groups in the public. There's no intention that it become another formal state holiday as such, but it does recognize her work, her efforts in getting the bill passed, and then the state, the public, civic groups, et cetera, can have suitable public observances.
Further discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 499 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. CS for Senate Bill 499, State Affairs, has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar, please.
Senate Bill Number 253, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to retirement benefits and providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, and a majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Abood, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Julian, and Hensley, governor's previous zero fiscal note. Finance Committee considered the bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 253 Finance, new title, and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Halford, who signed no recommendation, as did Senator Binkley, signing due pass for Senators Ewing, Fisher, Duncan, and Hensley, zero fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 253 Rules, new title, attaches a new zero fiscal note and calendar. The report was signed by Senator Jones, Chairman, was signed by Senator Lyason, Chairman, and concurring Senators Jones and Fakes. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Lyason.
Unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute for Senate Bill 253 be adopted in lieu of the original bill. Madam President, there was a technical change made at the request of the Division of Retirement. The material is on page 13, line 1. And what we, Rules Committee, did, we'd leave the language is and insert has been, the net result being so that past service in this capacity, such as being an undercover agent, will count towards benefits if you later go into regular service.
Do you remove your objection, sir? Without objection, the Rules Committee CS for Senate Bill 253 has been adopted before the Senate.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 253 Rules by the Rules Committee, an act make relating to retirement, credited service, and benefits, making technical changes to retirement statutes and providing for an effective date.
Please note the new title, too, please, Senate. Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 253 Rules be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, place in the final passage.
Without objection, the Rules Committee CS for Senate Bill 253 has been adopted and is before the Senate in final passage. Madam Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 253 Rules, an act relating to retirement credited service and benefits, making technical changes to retirement statutes and providing for an effective date.
Senator Halford.
Can we have it at ease, please?
Yes, sir. The Senate will stand at ease. Come back to order, please. Senate will come back to order, please. There's a great deal of debate on CS for Senate Bill 253 Rules. Mr. Majority Leader.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 253 Rules be held over for Monday's calendar in third reading.
In third reading. This bill will be held in third reading for Monday's calendar without objection. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar, which I'm sure is not controversial at all.
Senate Bill number 467 by Senators Abood and Fisher, an act relating to protection of children and the registration of persons convicted of sexual offenses against children. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 467, has new title on due pass. Report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senator Josephson and Jones. Senator Fanning signed no recommendation, fiscal note attached. Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 467, Judiciary, new title, and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Sturgeluski, and Josephson. Senator Rohde signed due pass, fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 467, Finance, new title, and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, concurring Senators Duncan, Fisher, Ewing, Hensley, and Binkley. Fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Hensley, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes and Binkley. There are three committee substitutes.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Okay. Senator Kutula, you wish to speak to your objection, sir.
Since there is some technical and constitutional question involved in the original legislation, at least so I have been advised, I'm just curious what the committee substitute, the Finance Committee substitute, where it differentiates itself from the Judiciary.
Senator Duncan.
We have it at ease, please.
Senate will stand at ease. We have pending before us the Finance CS for Senate Bill 467. There was a motion to adopt the Finance CS. It has been objected to. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 467 be held over in second reading for Monday's calendar.
With the motion pending?
With a motion pending.
Without objection, Senate Bill 467 will be held on to a Monday's calendar with the Finance CS motion pending. Next item on the calendar, please.
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 by Representative Wallace relating to the return of human remains from the Smithsonian Institution. State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommend, majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Abood, Chairman, concurring Senators Yulin, Hensley, and Josephson. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Hensley, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes and Finkley.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsor substitute for HGR 58 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place in the final passage.
Without objection, sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 has been adopted by the Senate and is before us in final passage.
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 by Representative Wallace relating to the return of human remains from the Smithsonian Institution.
Senator Duncan, did we have not have 15 on the floor when we move that to second to third reading? Oh, thank you for finding that. Mr. Majority Leader, would you move that now?
Excuse me, just a second.
Sergeant of Arms, Assistant Sergeant of Arms, you need to let me know that.
I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsor substitute for HJR 58 be considered engrossed, advance third reading, and place in final passage.
Without objection, sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 is before the Senate in final passage with the adequate number of folks on the floor. Madam Secretary, will you read the bill?
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 relating to the return of human remains from the Smithsonian Institution.
Guys, I've got to watch that. Is there any discussion? Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. I just have a question. Are we talking about archaeological remains of 1,000 years ago, or are we talking about remains that are more recent than that? I mean, I certainly support the concern for people over recent generations. I just wonder, at what point are we saying that archaeological things have a personal tie? I don't know. What are we really talking about?
Senator Hensley.
President, thank you. I do have some information. This resolution does not address archaeological remains. The Smithsonian does have about 14,000 American Indian skeletons. About 4,000 to 6,000 of these are thought to be Alaska Native. And this does not address the question of the ancient skeletons, Madam President. What transpired was in the mid-1800s and the early 1900s, Madam President, there were dozens of military and scientific expeditions that took place in Alaska, and Alaska was seen somewhat as we view space nowadays. There was a very little bit of information, and many people throughout the country were interested in the Arctic, and many of these expeditions took place. Some of these excavations took place, you know, without the concurrence of local people, and in some instances they were, and in other instances human remains were purchased by and sold by people who never had the authority to, and this simply would allow the this resolution is directed at the Smithsonian, which is the repository for these, and it is a large bureaucracy, and this resolution simply urges them to work with the various organizations and tribal groups that are seeking to have relatively recent remains brought back for burial.
Further discussion? Senator Halford.
Madam President, I'd just like to say that I support the resolution and I support bringing back. I just was concerned that we were talking about remains that were 1,000 years old and in some archaeological exhibit or something else, but I support the resolution with that explanation.
Senator Kutula.
Question of whomever may be speaking to the body, perhaps to Senator Hensley through the chair, if he wishes to respond. Why are we sending this to Mrs. Reagan? I'm not unhappy to send missiles, and oftentimes wives or husbands of prominent people do take it upon themselves to be involved in social programs and in other things. But I'm curious, are we enlisting her to lobby for this purpose? Is that the reason we're sending it to her, or is there some specific reason that this is being sent to Mr. Reagan?
Senator Hensley.
Madam President, I have no idea why she is on the list. Maybe she has an interest.
Senator Petrillo.
We are not doing anything, any disservice to either the presidency or Mrs. Reagan or anyone by doing this, are we? It's quite obvious why we should send it to the president. I'm just curious. And I'm not against doing this, but still,
okay.
I'm just wondering if that is, it's kind of within the protocol and so on, if that's the thing to do.
It's my understanding, it's what I was going to say, and it's been confirmed by the Senate Secretaries, we're fairly certain she sits on the board of the Smithsonian. Further discussion?
Question.
Question's been called. The question being, shall sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58 has passed the Senate by 20 votes.
House Joint Resolution Number 53 amended by Representatives Martin Grunberg urging the United States Secretary of the Navy to name a United States naval vessel after General Clifton B. Cates. State Affairs Committee considered this resolution. Joined the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Boud, Chairman, concurring Senators Ewen, Hensley, and Josephson. Rules Committee considered the resolution and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Hensley, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes and Binkley.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 53 amended by the House be considered a gross advance of third reading and place in final passage.
Without objection, House Joint Resolution Number 53 amended House is before the Senate in final passage.
House Joint Resolution Number 53 amended urging the United States Secretary of the Navy to name a United States naval vessel after General Clifton B. Cates.
Discussion. Question's been called. The question being, shall House Joint Resolution Number 53 amended House pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. House Joint Resolution Number 53 amended House has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas. Next item on the calendar, please.
Citations honoring Ethel Montgomery by Representatives Hudson Ulmer, Grunberg, Menard, Senators Duncan, Zemanski. Honoring Judge Seaborn J. Buckaloo by Senators Kurtula, Sturgiluski, Rody, Zemanski, Halford, Kelly, Josephson, Representative Pierce. Honoring Dillingham Boys Cross Country Team and Dillingham Boys Basketball Team by Representatives Herman and Menard, Senators Jaroff and Zemanski. In memoriam, H. Russell Feldstein by Senators Kurtula, Zemanski, and Halford.
Discussion on the citation. Senator Binkley.
Madam President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as an additional sponsor to the citation honoring Ethel Montgomery and also the citation honoring the Dillingham Boys Cross Country Team and Dillingham Boys Basketball Team.
Without objection, Senator Binkley will be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation honoring Ethel Montgomery and the citation honoring the Dillingham Boys Country Club Country Cross Country Team and the Basketball Team. Sorry, excuse me. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the honoring Judge Seaborn J. Buckaloo. I think that it's a very timely and a very good memorial or honoring.
Without objection, Senator Coghill will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Buckaloo citation. Senator Abood.
Same request, please.
Without objection, Senator Abood will be shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Fisher would also, without objection, like to be shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Ewing. Without objection, Senator Ewing would like to be shown as a co-sponsor of this citation, the Buckaloo citation. Further discussion. Senator Kurtula.
President of the Senate, I wish to speak just a moment on the citation honoring Judge Buckaloo. And the citation is quite well done, I think. It notes that he had a reputation for hard work, gentle good humor, and unwavering fairness. I've known across the gamut of people from conservative to liberal, from attorneys, young to the elders about to retire from the profession. Buck is very, very highly regarded. He's a tremendous fellow. And of course, as I was just beginning to be interested in public service, I remember well the speeches that were then recorded faithfully in the Anchorage newspapers, and I believe in the Fairbanks newspapers, that Buck made while he served in the legislature and the Constitutional Convention. He is undoubtedly one of the greats to have ever served in the judiciary of this state, and I am proud to be able to take this slight moment to honor him with this citation.
Further discussion. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I'd like to speak just briefly also to the Seaborn J. Bucklew citation. I served with Buck in the Constitutional Convention, served with him in the first state Senate. And at that time, I remember that we had the first Mandatory Borough Act. And of course, I was opposed to mandatory placing of mandatory government. I felt that it was an issue that should be relegated to the voters. And Buck and I went around and around and around on in the Senate floor on it. And I would say that he's a very good orator. I think that he contributed a lot to the state of Alaska. And although we sat on the other side of the aisle, have a lot of respect for the guy.
Further discussion? Senator Zaroff.
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to the citation honoring Ethel Montgomery.
Without objection, Senator Zaroff will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Ethel Montgomery citation. Further discussion? Majority leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations as amended have been approved by the state Senate. Is there unfinished business? Senator Josephson.
May we revert to introduction of guests, Madam?
Without objection, the Senate will revert to introduction of guests. Senator Josephson.
Madam President, there is in the gallery a gentleman who is who is well known in Anchorage for broadcasting achievements, well known to Senator Binkley too, and who is now a candidate for the state Senate from Spinard, Fern Chandonnet.
Thank you, sir. Further unfinished business? Is there unfinished business? Are there announcements? Senator Jones?
Madam President, the Transportation Committee on April 21st, next Thursday, will hear House Bill 437, Robert J. Mitchell Expressway.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Halford?
Finance at 1:30.
Finance at 1:30. Senator Coghill?
Madam President, Senate resources this afternoon. We have Senate Bill 417, amending the APA Acts and establishing procedures for rail belt gas line. We have on the schedule House Bill 93. We're going to remove that till Monday. And we'll have public hearings on 417 from 1:30 until 3:30. And then from 3:30 till 5:30, we're going to take up Senate Bill 482, which is the aquatic farming committee. Will meet and we will take testimony. We're going to have this on teleconference. We're going to take testimony, Madam President, from those that are here in witness. And if we have time, why we'll take testimony from the teleconference lines. If not, why we'll have another day for them to be able to do their witness, and then next week, while we have bills scheduled and we have them posted.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Duncan. Senate will stand at ease. We're under announcements. Are there further announcements?
Madam
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, one other item that I forgot to mention, that the tomorrow from 1:30 until whenever, we're going to have statewide teleconference on the confirmation hearing on the people that are before the Resources Committee for confirmation.
Thank you, sir. Special orders.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, April 18th.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday, April 18th.